The head of the World Health Organization has spoken out about what he says is a general lack of leadership in the fight against coronavirus. And he's again pleading for global unity. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has made the comments as he announced that a former African president and a former New Zealand prime minister would head a panel to assess the world's response to the pandemic. It comes as the death toll in the US alone gets close to 133,000, and senior health officials there warn that their efforts simply aren't working. Barney Porter has been taking a look.
The WHO's Director General was blunt.
In most of the world, the virus is not under control. It's getting worse. More than 11.8 million cases of COVID-19 have now been reported to WHO. More than 544,000 lives have been lost.
Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has announced that the former Liberian president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, and the former New Zealand prime minister, Helen Clark, will head a new panel that will provide an honest assessment of the global response to the pandemic and what lessons can be learned for the future. But in the face of the current threat, he's again pleading for global unity.
My friends, make no mistake. The greatest threat we face now is not the virus itself. Rather, it's the lack of leadership and solidarity at the global and national levels.
Mr. Ghebreyesus made no reference to the Trump administration giving formal notice this week the US will leave the UN agency, as a growing number of health officials there warn that the country's health system might be ready to burst. The death toll in the US is approaching 133,000. More bleak assessments, this time from Dr. Anthony Fauci, White House advisor and director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
As a country, when you compare us to other countries, I don't think you can say we're doing great. I mean, we're just not.
Luann Woodward is from the University of Mississippi Medical Center.
We are having right now, our largest surge of patients. I am also convinced that what we're doing now is not working. It is not safe, it is not smart, and it is not effective.
That's not the president's view.
We've done a great job, whether it's ventilators or anything you want to look at, testing. We test so many people that we have more cases.
It's a pretty straightforward argument. More tests will reveal more cases. But according to CNN, the actual number of tests is down and the number of cases is up. In just 4 weeks, the number of cases in the US went from 2 million to 3 million. The nation is currently at the highest 7-day average of cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Long lines are forming again outside testing clinics, and an increasing number of medical facilities are reporting shortages of personal protective gear. Overnight, the White House press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, was pressed by reporters on the growing numbers admitted to hospital.
Hospitalizations in the country are up 50% since mid-June. How can the president say that the country is in good shape right now?
So I would note with hospitalizations in a lot of these hospitals, I spoke with Dr. Birx this morning, about 10 to 40% in the hospitals reaching high capacity are COVID. So a lot of hospitalizations aren't pertaining to COVID. What I would also note, and I'm glad...
is not because of COVID?
Well, a lot of it is elective surgeries and other surgeries that have opened up.
Luann Woodward again.
Things are not normal and we cannot behave as if they are because we're fooling ourselves.
A final suggestion from Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Make a mask. Make a mask with a political statement saying I hate masks if you want, but just wear it. That's all I ask. That's the kind of thing that can really make a difference. So thank you, everybody. Stay safe. Have a good one.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Barney Porter with that report.